Hey there, feather friends. I can't believe we hit our start kicker goal in just a few hours. Oh my God. You guys have really showed up to support A Kiss at Midnight, and oh my God, I'm so fucking grateful to you guys. I originally started this start kicker because I wanted to make sure that the story got told the way that I wanted it to. You guys have already heard the entire fiasco of stuff that happened with Thornblade, so I won't go into it. But if you haven't heard this story, definitely go back. Further up on the page or on any of my socials, and you can hear the story of the back and forth that I had to do with my old publishing company for the Stormfeather series to get Thornblade to look the way that everybody wanted it to. There was, to make a very long story short, and kind of a very boring story to be honest, short, with Thornblade, the publishing company that I originally made Stormfeather with. Wanted me to make it way more commercial. They wanted me to make it more like your typical YA novel, which there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with that plot structure. There's nothing wrong with having like a cute little animal companion that can get turned into a plush toy, all of that stuff. But that's just not what Stormfeather is. It's not what it ever has been. And I am so grateful to you guys for working with me to like push back against that and like get Thornblade made the way that it was supposed to. And then A Kiss at Midnight, I was so traumatized by that experience that I wanted to make sure that if A Kiss at Midnight ever got published, which it was a worry for a moment that it wouldn't be, that it would be published the way that I wrote the story. With edits that were meaningful, and kept the story the same, kind of out of the box adventure that you guys all know and love. Anyways, so we have met our goal and we've also met our stretch goal. So I am here to tell you guys the story that you requested. As you guys know, if you've been part of the Patrons Guild, or if you've been on the Start Kicker and you've been receiving a chapter every month as a sample, you know that A Kiss at Midnight is unlike any story that I've written for you guys before. A Kiss at Midnight is a romance, and that's something that I've always very intentionally left out of previous Stormfeather novels because I don't know. It just always seemed to me like somebody who is as dedicated to their quest of saving the world and, you know, creating a better Altoria wouldn't really be that focused on her romantic relationships. We know that, you know, she had a couple of encounters, along the way, but they were never really Stormfeather's focus. There was a Dark Lord that needs slaying, and there were dragons to befriend. And so, after the series, like the Dark Lord was taken down, I thought of what might happen to a character like Stormfeather in a time of peace, and I thought that that story was also worth telling. And that journey that she goes on to go from this always on, always ready warrior to someone who has to learn how to exist in a peaceful world, after all of the trauma and adventure that she's endured, and triumphed through. Anyways, so as I was writing this, I thought maybe even our tunnel vision heroine might find love along the way, particularly with someone who had been there with her through so much of that adventure. As you guys know, I also began to see somebody close to me through very new eyes over the past couple of years. You guys have long speculated that this story might have a little something to do with how I met my partner, and you asked for the story of how we met. And you're absolutely right. Not only does my journey kind of actually mirror Stormfeather's in throughout the series, Which is something that I've been a little bit more open about in the past couple of years, largely kind of with the encouragement of my partner, that a lot of the things that I write about in fantasy are allegories or like symbols for things that actually happened to me in my life or things that I have seen other people go through. I think that fantasy is a very powerful vehicle for processing traumatic events. I don't remember who said it, but it's like, we read fantasy, I'm gonna choke up if I remember this. We read fantasy not to learn that there are dragons, but to remember that dragons can be defeated, or in Stormfeather's case, befriended and turned into allies. Anyways, I'm losing my point. The point is that you guys asked to hear the story of how me and my partner got together, because it was a very interesting story, and it's actually super tied in how we got together with the publishing of A Kiss at Midnight and how it almost didn't get published. I almost lost the only copy of A Kiss at Midnight. It all happened a couple of Christmases ago. You guys asked for the story, so let's see. Where do I even start with this? I guess it was actually kind of simple. You see, it all starts with this little orange goblin. Yes, I'm talking about you. Who you all might know, named Cheese. Yeah, I'm telling a story about you. Did you hear your name? You want to come up and say hi to camera? No? No, he made a little... he made his no thank you sound when I tried to pick him up. Sorry, guys. So, Cheese is an escape artist. He always has been. He is very curious about the world outside, and he wants to be out there. And then he gets stressed out that he's there, and then needs to be rescued. And so, when I originally moved out of my hometown, and I got a house, and I had just finished, you know, all of the original book tour for Stormfeather, and I was in a new place by myself. My cat was just escaping out of the house. It what felt like every single day, he would sneak out of the back. I found out that there was like a hole that he was like squeezing through. He would sneak into my neighbor's house. And I swear I thought that this neighbor hated me. They would give me the grumpiest looks. They were always having me come over and tell me that Cheese was there. And there was this one day I was so embarrassed by just having to do this constantly that I decided Well, if I'm being honest, it wasn't the first time. Anyways, this particular day, I decided to sneak into their house to get Cheese out of there. It wasn't even sneaking. Their back door was closed, but not locked. So, no, it wasn't closed. That's how they got in. That's how Cheese got in. Anyways, they ended up coming out of their room just as I was picking Cheese up off of their couch, and I don't know, we just started talking. It was like we had been in this ridiculous situation with this cat, this adorable little gremlin, for so long that we just talked to each other, and then Cheese decided that they liked them and went over, and I love this cat. I love this cat so much. This cat hates people. Cheese has no interest in anyone except for me until they met my neighbor. And I'd never seen that before. He was purring. He was rubbing his head on them. He was like begging for pets. And I don't know what possessed me to do this, but I was like, do you want to come over sometimes and play with the cat? Because they said that they'd never like had cats growing up. They hadn't really interacted with cats, which I thought was weird. And they, for some reason, said yes. And pretty soon it was just like this routine. They were coming over almost every day to come and pet Cheese, and it was discouraging Cheese from going over there. I guess they were going over to their house because they wanted to find them. Or maybe you knew, huh, buddy? Did you know? Were you trying to be a little matchmaker? You're so cute. Anyway, so one day, I was painting my ceiling lime green, which was a mistake. Oh my God, I had to stare at this thing for the next 6 months. I fell off a ladder and I broke my leg right as they came over and they drove me to the hospital. And they didn't even tell me I told you so once, even though they totally would have deserved to say it. And for the next 6 months, they came over every single day and helped me out. They would help me like move from spot to spot if I was tired. They would help me feed Cheese. And after a while, like I was writing and I had never had somebody in the house with me all the time while I was writing that wasn't like my mother, who hated my writing. And they were, you know, they asked questions, but they weren't pushy. And I ended up sharing a lot of the story with them and a lot about myself. And I learned a lot about them. And I had a raging crush on them. Like, very quickly into the 6 months. I don't know if they did. They say that, like, they liked taking it, like, slow and, like, getting to know me. I was so worried when the cast came off that we weren't going to talk to each other anymore, because I couldn't help but feel like this huge burden and, you know, this whole friendship started because of my cat. And yeah, we were hanging out every day and yes, we liked each other, but I don't know. I didn't know if they felt that way about me. Anyways, I got the cast taken off. I took them on this, like, I wasn't supposed to be a date, but it kind of felt like one, to the park. And I kissed them on the cheek and I freaked out. I freaked out, even though I knew we were friends. And I kind of, life started happening. I had stuff. They had to take a job in another city. And we just kind of fell out of touch for a little bit. And I thought that was going to be the end of it. I thought, wow, here's this wonderful person who I met. And I thought they were really, really cool. And I could have seen myself starting something with them. But I never made a move. And I regret it. And I thought I was just going to live with that regret. We ended up connecting on social media. We talked back and forth a couple of times, but like we weren't seeing each other every day like we used to, so it kind of like fell off after a bit. And then then comes the story of how a kiss at midnight was made.